Listening 22. Our school. I am a student of a grammar school in Olomouc. The school has a long tradition and is said to be quite good. I am very happy to be able to study here. The grammar school education program lasts 4 years and students can choose their own specialization. There are classes specializing in languages, mathematics or physics. We have many subjects that I like. My favorite, of course, is physical education. We play games, go swimming, or just work out in the gym. Some of my classmates love the music lessons, but singing is not my cup of tea. I quite like history and languages. Geography is okay, but the subject I don't like at all is chemistry. For me, it's very difficult. As for social sciences, I find them quite interesting and useful. On the ground floor, there is a cloakroom for pupils, a school canteen, an assembly hall, and a gymnasium. There are foreign language rooms and teachers' rooms on the first floor. In our school, the following foreign languages are taught: English, German, French, Spanish, and Russian. On this floor, there is also a conference room, a common room for teachers, and the head's office. The rooms for the rest of the subjects are on the second floor. Mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology, history, geography, economics and law studies. There are science laboratories and a computer room for IT lessons in a special extension to the school. All the rooms are light and spacious and have modern equipment. We usually start our lessons at 8 a.m, but sometimes as early as 7, and on other days at 9 a.m. We get a class timetable for the whole year, but sometimes there are changes. For example, when a teacher is ill or has left. Each class lasts 45 minutes, and there is a 10-minute break in between. After the second lesson, there is a 20-minute break for a snack, and after lunch, the breaks are only 5 minutes long. During breaks, we usually have time to move from one classroom to another and prepare our things for the following subject. In our classroom, there are 3 rows of desks, each for 2 students, with an aisle in between. At the front, there is the teacher's desk and a blackboard with chalk. Some classrooms are more modern and they have whiteboards with markers. We have some maps on the walls and some pictures as well. Next to the door, there are cabinets with bookcases and display cases. As far as examinations are concerned, I prefer written ones and tests to oral exams, for I hate standing in front of the whole class. I get nervous, and the evaluation is very subjective. It often depends on what mood the teacher is in. Moreover, in written tests, there is more time for thinking, and you can concentrate more on the answer. What I miss in our school is a library that is accessible to students who have a longer break in between their lessons and would like to spend it studying or doing homework. Most of us don't have all those expensive encyclopedias, dictionaries and textbooks at home. In the library, there might be a few computers with the internet and a photocopier. I think everybody would appreciate that. Wearing a school uniform has been introduced in some countries in order to hide the different social backgrounds of students. In a way, it is very convenient. You don't have to think much about what to wear in the morning. But I'm glad there is no written dress code in our school, so everyone can wear what he or she likes. I think that in this way, students are able to refine their taste. In most British and American schools, there are quite strict dress codes. For example, tops have to cover the abdomen, back and shoulders, and must have sleeves. And eccentric accessories and hairstyles are forbidden. In their satchel, students have books, a pencil case, a snack, exercise books, a calculator, their report book, their timetable, a ruler, etc. In their pencil case, they have scissors, compasses, pencils, pens, highlighters, glue, markers, and a pencil sharpener.